come. Now is the time to worship. Come. Now is the time to give your heart. Come. Just as you are to worship. Come. Just as you are before your God. Come.
Yep, just as you are.
One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Come. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Come, now is the time to worship. Just as you are to worship. Come. Just as you are before your God. Come. Come. Come.
Amen. Well, we're getting some bugs worked out for sure.
All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Oh, praise Him. Alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beams, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. all things their Creator bless, and worship Him in humbleness. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him. Praise, praise the Father, praise the Son, and praise the Spirit, three in one.
For my days vanish like smoke, my bones burn like glowing embers, my heart is blighted and withered like grass. I forget to eat my food. Because of my loud groaning, I am reduced to skin and bones. This is a wonderful graphic picture of what it's like before we meet Jesus.
Yes.
And this song's called 10,000 Reasons. These are all the reasons, some of the reasons, if we can thank God.
Yep.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name, sing like men. Worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. You're rich in love and You're slow to anger. Your name is great and Your heart is kind. For all of Your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore.
Forevermore.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, I worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, I worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. Yes, I'll worship Your holy name.
worship your holy name.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thanks for being a father of love and a father of compassion. So many times we are lost. We are so overwhelmed by the day-to-day events in our lives that sometimes when we should be calling out to you, we think we can do it all in ourselves. We need you to be more aware. We need to be more aware that you're always there and you are ready to help lift us up out of the storm as it rages around us. It seems that no matter how hard we try to do it ourselves, the storms seem to get bigger and we are more frustrated and feeling lost. Father, strengthen us to let go and give these storms over to you, because you're bigger than any storm. As we get ready to take communion today, remind us what we need to do as Christians. Bless the offering as it is received. We pray this all in your holy name. Amen.
You may be seated.
I love small groups because, well, when I think of a question like that, I think of faces and names. To me, I think of a guy sitting across the circle from me every Friday morning when we do our men's group, whose wife hit the wall with alcoholism and walked out on the family about a dozen years ago. And I left him with a 3, 5, 7, 9, and 11-year-old to raise as a single-parent dad. And community life became his lifeline. It's where he leaned into others for support and help, where he brought his grief and his pain, where he brought the questions and issues related to his kids. The group surrounded him during that time. Or I look across the circle at another guy who's got also some struggles, but you know, generally solid family, but a kid that's been through 5 years of leukemia and a bone marrow transplant and should be a sophomore in high school right now, but has had to check out for a while. And he looked at us the other day and said, I don't know how long I can hang on. And the group just surrounded the guy and breathed life and hope into him. And then I think of a guy in our group who joined the group as a seeker, a spiritual journey kind of person who had a lot of questions about Christ and Christianity. And over the course of a couple years, I watched him come to faith in Christ. And his sort of statement at his baptism was, I've watched the biblical community in my neighborhood and in my friends and in their families. And that was the thing that convinced me that Christ was real. So it's easy for me to answer that question, especially even as it relates to me, because it's my lifeline every week. It's the place where I find hope. It's the place where my spirits are lifted, where truth is engaged, and where I find meaning and purpose because Christ speaks through others to me.